Praise the Lord.
Alleluia.
We are in the last days, and this is our subject today. The Bible text is from Daniel, chapter 11, verse 36, where it says, "Then the king, the Antichrist," I'm reading from the Amplified version, "then the king, the Antichrist, will do exactly as he pleases. He will exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and will speak astounding and disgusting things against the God of gods, and he will prosper until the indignation is finished, for that which is determined by God will be done." Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The Bible speaks about the last time. The next great event will be the rapture. The true church of believers will be taken away in a twinkling of an eye. When the event takes place, there is no more chance to repent. You are ready for the rapture. If you are ready for the rapture, you will be taken. If you're not ready, you will be left behind. It's like in the days of Noah. He was preaching and telling the people to repent, but they didn't believe him, and they didn't want to hear the message of repentance. The day came when the ark was closed, and it began to rain. The world didn't see rain to this date. Then the people remembered Noah's words and tried to get into the ark. But the Bible says that God had locked the doors. There was no more chance, only destruction. It will be the same at the rapture day. I'm saying these things because the time is close. It is urgent. It's really close, closer than what you think. Jesus told the story of the 10 virgins who waited for the bridegroom. 5 were wise and were prepared. And 5 were foolish and they perished. Many Christians have waited for the rapture for centuries, for decades, and now suddenly it is at hand. The day is here, and the devil is preparing the world for his time after the rapture. The Bible clearly reveals that in the end, many will abandon their faith. It doesn't talk about unbelievers. It's believers who once were in the church, who ministered in the church, who testified to the Lord and told others about Jesus Christ. Today, churches are emptied, at least in Western Europe and America. Churches have been turned into dancing clubs, into cinemas, into theaters, into mosques, and even Hindu temples. Many years back, God-fearing people built churches, but today, people have left the church. Churches became empty, and the devil took over. There is a big church in Bern. In the end, only 5 people attended that church. The church was initially built because all the other churches were full. So they built a new one. But in the end, only 5 people attended the service. And the pastor didn't believe in God. For him, it was just a good paid job. They renovated the church and made it into a restaurant. There's another church in Bern. which has become a theater. There are more people interested in Eastern religions, even those who call themselves Christians. Some confess to Buddhism or Hinduism or some other ism. Many are not interested in anything religious. When you mention Christ or Jesus, they say, "I don't want to hear." Like the dying man I once visited. He was at the brink of death, and I asked him, "What happens after death? Where are you going?" And his answer was, "Better not to think about it." A few days later, he was dead. When the rapture comes, people will be perplexed and wonder where millions of people have gone. It says in 2 Thessalonians, "Let no one in any way deceive or entrap you, for that day will not come unless the apostasy comes first. That is a great rebellion, the abandonment of the faith by professed Christian. And the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, the Antichrist, the one who is destined to be destroyed, who opposes and exalts himself so proudly and so insolently above every so-called god or object of worship, so that he actually enters and takes his seat in the temple of God, publicly proclaiming that he himself is God." In the days of the rapture, everybody will talk about it, news will be full of it. But after a few days, life will go on as usual, except that some at your working place are missing their colleagues. The Antichrist will be revealed very shortly after that. Today we see many preparations for the Antichrist government. Its former Soviet Union, in China and other countries, they control everything you say or write. The same will come to Europe. It is called chat control. What is chat control? European Union wants to scan every telephone conversation, every chat on any social media and email. Two times the parliamentarians voted against this. On 4th of July this year, Ursula von der Leyen put it on the day's program again, when more than 100 parliamentarians were absent. The majority voted against it, but von der Leyen declared it was accepted. That means from now on, Facebook, Gmail, Google, and so on can scan every message that you send in any way. The argumentation is that children should be protected and they want to use it for statistics. But every person who thinks a little bit knows that the reason behind is different. When someone says something that is not in line with the official beliefs, he can be mistreated or even banned from any conversation. In Iran, they have switched off the internet so that people cannot communicate. From now on in Europe, you must assume that everything you send via text, Facebook, Messenger, Gmail, WhatsApp, and whatever, every other social media, it will be scanned and checked what you're saying. During the Antichrist government, everything will be monitored and controlled. The preparations are made now. Another one is a digital currency. Another thing Europe is trying to force on people is a digital currency. What does that mean? Right now you can, the cash in your pocket is yours. No one can track it. No one can freeze it. No one can switch it off. It represents true privacy and absolute independence. But the digital euro moves your money further inside a system controlled by a central authority. And once your money exists inside that system, the risks become very different. They can watch your transactions. They can set limits on what you spend. They can shut off your access for because your political or ideological ideas are different. And this is not speculation. We have already seen what happened when access to money depends entirely on digital infrastructure. It happened in Canada, where people demonstrated on the Freedom March and everybody was taking part, their accounts were closed. They couldn't use any more money. It happened in Vietnam. It happened in Europe last year, in Spain, in Portugal, where there was no more electricity. A fully digital, fully traceable currency gives the government a single off switch for your purse. It can be used to watch you, to pressure you, to silence you. Because while these risks are already real, Brussels is still pushing Europe toward a more digital, more centralized, more traceable financial system. The politicians are pressured to move this legislation forward. They are warning against delay. They are treating the digital euro as if it was inevitable. Next, we have the power grab of WHO and the UN. We spoke already in the past about the WHO and how they try to push their agenda on all nations of the world. And the leader of that organization is a communist who is clearly standing against God. UN is an evil organization. It's about electing, they are about electing a new general, secretary general, because the old one is retiring in October of this year. They are on the verge of handing power to its most dangerous left-wing activist ever. The race to lead the UN is happening now in secret. It's not televised and it's barely not in the news. The current frontrunner is a Chilean politician, Michelle Bachelet, a radical feminist and neo-communist who has spent every day of her career building the very machine that attacks our values as Christians. If elected, she plans to use the UN to push abortion into every country's laws. Gender ideology will be taught in children's schools. Speech control to silence voices like ours will be there. Do you see what chat control is all about? It's a silencing. UN is the single biggest, most powerful position in the largest international organization on earth. As it stands, UN is already deeply hostile to Christian values. Can you imagine if Michelle Bachelet is elected? It will get worse, much worse. Also see what they do in Canada. In Canada, you're not permitted by prison If you preach the Bible, especially about homosexuality. These are just a few examples of what the world is up to. There are many more things and signs that happen. Jesus said, look at the signs and you will know when it is time. Satan is preparing for his kingdom, for the worst time the world has ever faced. He won't have much time, that's why he is preparing now. This will not only concern Europe, it will be the same all over the world. I'm talking about the 7-year tribulation before Christ comes with all his saints. Do you think it's a long time away? No, it's very near. You can only prepare yourself to be raptured, because afterwards it will be almost impossible to live. Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, yeah, Jesus said, if that time was not shortened, no flesh would survive. And then it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, again, the Amplified version. Then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed, and the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth, and bring him to an end by the appearance of his coming. The coming of the Antichrist, the lawless one, is through the activity of Satan, attended with great power, all kinds of counterfeit miracles, and deceptive signs, and false wonders, all of them lies. Right now, we are still in the church age, in the time of grace. But very soon, this time is coming to an end. Today is a time to give your life to the Lord. If you are not yet a believer, give your life to Christ. If you are a backslidden Christian, give your life back to Christ. There's not much time left. To those who are not acquainted with Bible prophecy, I want to give a short outline of the future. Any time from now on, the rapture can take place. The Apostle Paul explained this in a letter to the Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 and 52. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. Further, he wrote in 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 17. After that, we who are still alive and have left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. What is going to happen after the rapture? Let us read again our opening verse in Daniel chapter 11, 36. The king will do as he pleases. Already he's doing what they please. He will exalt and magnify himself above every god and will. He will exalt and magnify himself above every god and will say unheard things against the God of gods. He will be successful until the time of wrath is completed, for what has been determined must take place. You can read more in all the prophets of the Old Testament and in the Revelation of the New Testament about what is going to happen. It talks about terrible destruction, war, pestilence, famine, natural catastrophe, all happening during the true rule of the Antichrist, the Satan, on this world. But the day will come when Christ is returning in victory to destroy all the works of the devil. Jesus' return in the clouds is mentioned in several Bible verses. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 13, that's written about 480 years before Jesus was born. And he said, "In my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man coming with the clouds of heaven." Prophetic foreshadowing of Jesus' coming. And Jesus said in Matthew 24:13, "At that time the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds in the sky with power and great glory." This verse emphasizes the power and glory of his return. Mark chapter 13, verse 26. It says, "At that time, man will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory." This verse highlights the authority of Jesus at his return. Then Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. "Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be." Amen. The return of Jesus will be visible and will be witnessed by every person on this planet. These scriptures collectively affirm Jesus' return in the clouds, portraying it as a powerful and visible event. There are many prophecies in the Bible about the return of Jesus. Looking at the things that the world prepares, you can understand that someone else is behind these preparations: the devil. Most of the involved politicians are not even aware what they decide and what they sign. They sign their own death penalty and the death penalty of the whole humanity. The globalists want to decimate the world population to 500,000. What they plan will happen during the tribulation by war, pestilence, famine, natural catastrophe, many will die. Further, by the monetary system, many will die of famine because their digital accounts were switched off. These things are true. It's not a fairy tale. Therefore, we must be prepared for the rapture. I don't want anyone to be left behind. Only few will survive that tribulation. Therefore, I call you to awake and to be ready to meet the Lord in the end. Be prepared before it is too late. Things in this world will not remain the same as it was. When I was a child, I thought life would go on earth as it has always done. But since COVID, things have changed. Many things have changed. And at the rapture, much more will be changed to evil. Shops will be closed. Christian people cannot buy and sell as they want. And only a few will survive that time. May you be ready for the rapture.